A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
An unnamed employee at one of the restaurants told the Nashville Scene, "We were already understaffed because of the ICE raids throughout the weekend. Then around 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, our manager came back and told anyone without legal status to go home. Events at the Ryman, the Club Ascend, and the Savannah Bananas baseball game all let out, and it was crazy busy, but we had no employees in the kitchen to cook the food." Well, that's because white people don't want to work in kitchens because they're assholes. The Mexicans will do those jobs, and you hired them. So you are part owner of a restaurant with your goddamn name on it that hires undocumented folks. That is still an interesting story. Now you have no kitchen staff. Good, you asshole. I think that businesses that hire undocumented workers, they should be in trouble. I don't know the process, and maybe they pay these people cash under the table. But if these people are going there and working there, it's up to the employees to make sure that they have a staff that is complying with all of the laws, or else they don't get hired. So, no, this is a story. This is a great story. The fact that the guy who has fucking President Trump on speed dial and loves the massive deportation process. In fact, the most important cog at his restaurant, the cooks, are all illegal immigrants. That's more than just clickbait. That's a great fucking story, you stupid hillbilly. I am so disgusted with myself that at one point I liked this fuck. Of course, he wasn't like the asshole that he is now. I liked his music. I still like his music. But he's a fucking idiot. My God. Chris says, this is kind of like his war on Bud Light until he was spotted drinking Bud Light. Bob says, I highly doubt he's involved in any form of the day-to-day operations. Does not matter. Does not matter. His guy who runs it is. Molly says, since we are on this topic, what Chicago looking like for ICE? Is that really not a great one? I'm not sure the question. It came out kind of jumbled there. Maureen says,
Norm's funniest line when he entered the bar and someone asked how he was.
Quote,
it's a dog-eat-dog world and I'm wearing milk one underwear.
I don't get it. Did that come out the way you wanted it? Then she fixes it and says, milk bone, damn it. Yeah, that's you cannot be happy with that. I don't think that line is funny at all. It's a dog-eat-dog world and I'm wearing milk bone underwear? I'm not sure what that even means. Molly said, sorry, is Chicago a hotspot area for ICE to round people up? I would say if there's Mexicans, that's a hotspot area for ICE to round people up. Mexicans and Hondurans and Colombians and El Salvadorians and Brazilians. Chris says that was Freebeer's favorite line also. I guess he might have said that on his show today. Well, that's a shitty line. So that makes sense that he would like that. All right. So I love that. Kid Rock has to distance himself from all of that nonsense. This looks fun. Thank you to Chris. Man Bun Chris. I'm not really familiar with the band, the All-American Rejects. But I think they've had a pretty long, successful career. Would we say early 2000s, early to mid-2000s heyday for the All-American Rejects? Is anyone familiar with the band All-American Rejects? This comes up because the band is doing a deal this summer where they encourage people to reach out to them. And they're like, tell us when your house party is. Leave us your cell phone number and we'll show up. The idea is, let's say Jenny in Columbia, Missouri is having a house party. And it's Saturday at 10 a.m. Are you guys near Columbia, Missouri? Yeah, we're an hour out. Okay, we're having a party tonight. You should show up. So then the band rolls in, sets up their shit, and then they start to play. Meanwhile, the chick who's throwing the party invites all of her friends. Next thing you know, the band All-American Rejects is blowing it out. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much. All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Man Bun Chris says, I hope more bands start to do stuff like this. Man Bun Chris also adds, the year 09, they were massive. The song Gives You Hell was great. Dirty Little Secret, says this guy. The song, I don't know who that person is. Sir Bob says the song Move Along. Move Along, Move Along. Yeah, I think I've heard that song. I don't know. I'm kind of out of it. You know me. But I don't want to discount this because it's pretty cool. So in this clip, you see the band playing, and it's exactly that. It's a fucking blowout. I mean, I don't party, but if I did, I'd want to be at this party. Okay, one of the things that stands out to me is all of these women. All right. That's a damn party. They're all singing the song with the guy. Man Bun Chris says, if you scroll down easy, That thread has a cool little speech. Rebecca says, I'm just looking at everyone on the roof of that porch next door. How structurally sound is that? Oh, probably not. But who cares? See, you're sounding like an old lady there. That's rock and roll. That's having a good time. I love seeing people doing that, singing along, having fun. I love that. I am a sucker for that type of fun. Not so much doing it, but I like watching people have fun like that. Rebecca says, nah, I sound like a girl who works in construction. Yeah, who cares? We're talking about fun here. David in Hudsonville says, that is terrible. Badger says, total shit. Well, what's the matter? I don't understand. Why is this?
When you win your fucking Huggies and just...
All right, let's... I don't even know this guy's name here from this band, All American Rejects. Here you go. This is the guy. This is another one of those shows.
When you win your fucking Huggies and just now seeing us for the first time, I want to thank you for coming out and support a rock and roll band that gives a shit about the common man.
You gotta appreciate that. I mean, David there said it's total shit or it sucks, but this guy, you heard him. That's how, who can't get behind that?
We're not trying to sell you $25 parking. We're just trying to sell you some songs you might have grew up with and let you fucking let go with us in this non-denominational church of rock and roll.
Okay. Who doesn't love this? What kind of asshole would not get behind that this sentiment?
Now that being said, we got one more song to go the fuck off. Are you ready with me? Motherfuckers in the back, are you fucking with me? Or are you busy on your camera phones?
Yeah, this is hard rock, Nick. This is heavy metal. This is heavy shit. Than the one that we were showing earlier. This one is at someone's residence in Minneapolis. Is this that same song? I don't know this song at all.
And it never feels out of place.
I love this. So this is, you can change the name of this tour to We're Gonna Get Some Pussy Tour. Because these guys, after they got done with this, they just went in and started having sex with all of those women. And you didn't hear any dudes. It was all chicks. Now, anybody who's got a problem with that is an asshole and a jealous motherfucker. David writes, no one cares. It sucks. That is not true. A lot of people care. Did you hear those people? Those people care, God damn it. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean you have to sit there and take a big, huge David shit on these guys just having a good time. God damn it. That is bullshit. I don't know anything about that band, but all I know is that fucking skinny heroin addict was singing his fucking ass off, and all those people loved it. So you can shut the fuck up. Alan says those bros are heavier than Slayer. You're damn right. Tyson Ritter is his name. Okay, I am a fan of the effort. I don't give a shit about the music at all. But if I see somebody out there killing it, and the audience is responding, my God, that's fantastic. That's showbiz, goddammit. I love that. And anybody who doesn't like that is a dumbass. Like David. David has just earned asshole of the day points. So has Badger for talking shit about that fucker. You heard him. He's saying bullshit Coachella, bullshit Ticketmaster. You dummies. Mike says, I wore out one of their CDs when I was growing up. I listened to it so much. Yeah, that was cool back then, man. That's the music that we used to play, like, on GRD. And I hated it. I didn't listen to that station at all. At all. Like, on that radio station. And then, you know, for the rest of the day, I would listen to LAV. You know? I don't want to hear, whatever, cold-hearted bitch. Cold Heart Bitch for the 8,000th time or whatever song by, what's the name of that fucking band where that guy was like a drug addict? Take me down. You got a pretty face. Scratch my back. God, what the fuck is that guy? He's like a real idiot now and a real drug addict. God damn it. Yo, y'all crazy bitch. That's the one. Buck Cherry. Oh, no. 97.9 GRD Grand Rapids Rock Alternative. That's Buck Cherry. Crazy bitch. And yeah, before that we had Jet. With Cold Heart Bitch. So it was all bitch set there. Crazy bitch. Cold Heart Bitch. Coming up, we're going to do She Fucking Hates Me from Puddle of Mud. And Hinder's coming up. We're going to Trapped in a hot new band called Pop Evil. Yeah, they're from Muskegon, Michigan. They're coming in here to play their song. They're going to be playing over at the band shell. I like Pop Evil. I mean, I like them. I don't much like any music other than my own music, which nobody likes. I never forget. We were in the office at the radio station. And JC, the program director. No, it wasn't JC. It was Bobby Duncan before JC. Not JC. JT. Bobby Duncan, the program director, goes, hey, there's a band here that wants to be played on the radio. And they asked for a meeting, and I took the meeting. Would you like to be in on it? And we were like, oh, yeah, we're team players. Let's do it. Let's do it. And it was, we walk into the conference room, and it's Pop Evil. So former members Matt and Tony, and current members, Dave and Lee. They have no success yet. And they had a PowerPoint about their band. It was like a business meeting. And it culminated with a video. And Lee says, so we want to show you our video to this song that we made. And folks are telling us that they think that this is going to be like a hit and we'd love you to play it. And then he played it, and it was that song, 155. And he was right. It was a massive hit. That song was a smash. It still is, you know? And so we watched that video. And then we start. We're like, okay, yeah, we can get behind these guys, local guys. And so we did that. We started playing that song. So that was a regular thing. And I was actually, I used to voice track on the weekend on GRD. Yeah, this is Eric Zane from the morning show. And this is this band Pop Evil. And their new song, 155, I think you're going to like it. We like these guys, so here you go. And it was a hit. Holy shit. I wish there was more to that story, but it just kind of... And then they came out with another CD that was pretty popular, and we actually got a credit in the back of it. Like, you know, when they say thank you, and they thank the radio station, and us specifically. Man Bun Chris says, are they the ones who did that Big House song? Yes, it was to like the Michigan Wolverines. And Lee doesn't even like Michigan. He's a Notre Dame fan. Pop Evil's drummer is a total babe. That was the British chick. She left. Who is Pop Evil's drummer? Unless they, yeah, Haley Kramer, I think, is who you're thinking of. Unless if they replaced her with another babe. I don't know. Yeah, Haley is out. She was cute. Tony, the drummer, when he was there, when I was there, he became like a born again Christian, and then that it kind of dried up from that point. I think he might have had like a awakening. You know how people do that, where they're like what I'm doing in my professional life is not jiving with my religious life. And then they, you know, whatever. And I think he still is in the area teaching guitar and like teaching the Bible. Before that, it was a dude named Dylan Allison. I remember Dylan too. He had a neck issue. I take it back. Tony wasn't the drummer. Tony was a goddamn guitarist. Dylan was a drummer. He got injured. And then Matt, the bass player, love Matt. I think he vanished. I have been texting him, trying to get a hold of him forever. And he had turned his life around, because Matt had, he reached out to me to ask me about certain things concerning addiction. And I'm pretty sure he turned it around. I probably shouldn't tell too many, say too much. Just, I don't want to be telling tales out of school, but I just love that guy, and I don't know what the hell happened with that guy. But the rest of the band's still doing their thing. Rock music in general now is just become such a small thing. There are only a handful of acts that are really making any money whatsoever. Man Bun Chris says, didn't the one guy who had the apple farm used to call in here too? Yeah, that's Gunner. Different format, country music. Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. What's great about Gunner and the Grizzly Boys is every member of that band is successful in another field. Different walks of life. Gunner's a very successful farmer, wife and kids. You got a lawyer in that band. Another guy is like a computer whiz. Another guy is a prostitute. It wonderful, terrific souls there in the band Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. I think my boys in Waylon, I don't know what's going on with Waylon. I haven't heard from them in forever. But I was following on Facebook. And now it's you still have the main players with Phil and, my God. I keep thinking Dean. What is? You see, when I'm doing the show, I forget shit. What is the lead singer's name? Dear friend of mine. Such a great friend, I forgot his name. Mitch. Phil and Mitch are still there, but they're doing a lot of these acoustic shows where it just says Phil and Mitch. And I'm not sure what's going on. All right. One thing I'm sure of, Nick hates all the bands that we've just talked about. All right. I was really excited to see this story, but I wish I had more information. The University of Michigan, super smart souls at the University of Michigan, according to the story, the researchers there have developed the nation's most powerful laser. Now, when I see that, I'm like, okay. Now, in my brain, I'm picturing like the Death Star. That's what I'm picturing. The latest design has nearly doubled the peak power of any other laser in the United States. I didn't know there was like a laser war going on in the United States between smart people. The team recently conducted its first successful experiment measured at what's known as a petawatt. 2 petawatts, which is broken down, 2 quadrillion watts. Which is more than 100 times the global electricity output. So think of that. They have a laser right there in Ann Arbor that is more powerful than what is being put out around the entire world in electricity. Okay, what does that mean? Now, at this point in the story, I'm like, I need people who come up with this, like a writer who's getting the data and the information, then writing a story about it. I need the writers of these stories to get me something practical.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
So that the average American can read this and be like, what does this fucking mean? According to this, it says that giant number is matched with something almost equally as small. The power surge described is an extremely brief pulse, lasting just 25 quintillionths of a second. So extremely powerful, extremely short. Millions of times faster than the blink of an eye. All right. Now I can process all of this right now so far. I've got an idea of how much power was output. I have an idea and how fast they did it. This is where I start to get murky here. The laser known as zettawatt equivalent ultra short pulse laser system, or known as Zeus, is managed by the University of Michigan Center for Ultra Fast Optical Science. Okay. and supported by the National Science Foundation. So your tax dollars have funded this. Carl Krushelnick, the director of the Center for Ultrafast Optical Science, said this latest milestone, quote, marks the beginning of experiments that move into unexplored territory for American high field science. All right. I need a translation there. I mean, I get unexplored territory, but what is American high field science? What is high field science? Don't make me look this shit up. Researchers expect that the advancements could be applied. Now I'm thinking, all right, here's the sentence that's going to help me. Practical applications. Advancements could be applied to several different fields, including medicine, national security, and astrophysics. And I'm like, okay, what's the next sentence? Like, in what way? Tell me. Now, that's it. So then I'm like, no, I need more. I mean, what are we talking about here? The ability to fire this thing and blow something up, or fire this thing and you're cured of cancer, or fire this thing up and you can see little green men on the other side of the universe. Give me something, goddammit. I even have pictures. This is the target. This dude here with the glasses on and the mask. This is the laser burn. So that looks to be about the size of a pizza on this target. You heard about the length of that blast. It was very, very short. Very, very powerful. This guy is holding up the laser burn mark on the photographic paper in the control room of the Zeus lab. Again, I need more. You know, I mean, that scene in Iron Man, Tony Stark, where the shit starts going crazy in the goddamn lab and cars are getting cut in half. Come on now. Okay. Uninteresting picture of guys in the lab. Uninteresting picture, again, of guys in the lab. God damn it. Since it is supported by the NSF research teams from all over the world can submit experiment proposals for Zeus. Franklin Dollar, which sounds like a store, who is a professor at the University of California, Irvine, is set to lead an experiment at the new power level. He says, one of the great things about Zeus is it's not just one big laser hammer. You can split the light into multiple beams, he said in a university blog post. Having a national resource like this, which awards time to users whose experimental concepts are most promising for advancing scientific priorities, is really bringing high-intensity laser science back to the U.S. Okay, great, nerd. Again, give me something. The road to 2 petawatts has been a long one. The previous laser system, Hercules, got up to 300 terawatts. Zeus helped them jump to 1 petawatt. Zeus requires many special pieces to make it work, including a 7-inch sapphire crystal. That's kind of like, what do they call the parts in Star Wars to make the Death Star or to make a lightsaber? Begins with a K. Some of you nerds know this. 7-inch sapphire crystal that is infused with titanium atoms. Zeus project manager Franco Bear says they are already working on another one that will help them get even stronger. The crystal that we're going to get in the summer will get us to 3 petawatts. And it took 4.5 years to manufacture. The size of the titanium sapphire crystal we have, there are only a few in the world. right here in the great state of Michigan. I've never been more excited, yet not really giving a shit at a story about science. David in Hudsonville says they've been doing work with lasers since the 1980s. Yeah, but not like this. Come on now. Don't shit on something that I've already shit on. All right. Anyway, back to more ridiculous things. How about a special ed teacher making out with a child? Now, I don't know if the special ed teacher who was spotted making out with the student in the Taco Bell parking lot was making out with one of her students. But we had something like this happen recently where another different story. Special ed teacher was getting it on with a kid. But I think they need to clarify that it is, in fact, a special ed teacher. I'm sorry, a special ed student, because that puts these stories, which are already weird, into like another stratosphere, if you will, when you hear about this. Hang on a second here. I had the story ready to go, and then it kind of disappeared on me. This one happened in Mississippi. And the woman is facing charges on this. People are scrambling. They're turning to the school. We need a comment. We need this chick is interesting. I mean, she's definitely not really, really hot. That's one of the things that often comes up in these stories. How hot is she? Let's get into it. This is the story.
Special education teacher at Lewisburg High School in DeSoto County. Tonight, she is facing charges after her own husband turned evidence over to police. Fox 13 education reporter Rosalind Freeman is there now after digging into details. Rosalind, you learned more about...
Rosalind used to be known as Dank DeMoss.
These accusations and where they happened.
That's right, Daniel, a teacher here at Lewisburg High School, a figure meant to protect and...
The word is figure, not figure.
...guide is accused...
It's not supposed to rhyme with the N-word.
...school, a figure meant to protect and guide is accused of violating the very student she was trusted to protect.
Okay, yeah, it's definitely a special education student.
Now, according to court documents, it happened not just once, but multiple occasions and in public places.
Yeah.
This general affidavit filed by the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office lays out claims against 31-year-old Natalia Elizabeth Wright, a special education teacher at Lewisburg High School.
You know, she reminds me of young murder lover Linda. I don't know if you remember that cute picture of Linda when she was out in front of the Nicole Brown Simpson crime scene. That's got the dark hair, long, pretty eyes. That looks like young murder lover Linda.
According to DeSoto County investigators,
she can't be happy with that comparison.
Appropriate contact happened multiple times while Wright was supposed to be tutoring the student. Fox 13 has learned on April 3rd, Wright resigned from her position at Lewisburg High. On April 21st, the report says witnesses allegedly saw Wright kissing and making out with the student at two public places. Those two places were a Taco Bell in Hernando and the
hopefully it was before they ate
Longview Point Baptist Church parking lot.
So the Taco Bell and the Baptist Church parking lot, she's making out with the special education student.
I think it's sad that adults are taking advantage of children.
Investigators.
Well, that's a great comment. Boy, you really, really dug deep for that one.
A Wright's own husband captured audio and video of her admitting to the misconduct. That misconduct allegedly including giving the child rides, kissing, and communicating with him inappropriately. Wright was arrested on Tuesday. She now faces charges for fondling by a person in a position of trust.
I just believe that that they should be guiding our children to making correct decisions.
Oh, wow. This lady is... Hey, can you say something that everyone thinks?
And instead, they're influencing them in the wrong way.
You knew you was going to get caught.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. The locals here are great. You got this chick, and then...
influencing them in the wrong way.
You knew you was going to get caught sooner or later.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So why? Why would you jeopardize your job, your title?
Natalia Wright has a court date set for June 6th. For now, DeSoto County Schools has not commented.
All three of those women are Mississippi 10s.
About this situation. Daniel.
That's what Rosalind Friedman for us reporting out of DeSoto County. Rosalind, thanks. Mm-hmm. Wright was a special education teacher at...
All right. That's incredible. Alan says, Sweet Brown really aged. David says, gross, garbage person, asshole of the day. Tyler says, come on, you couldn't find a better interview? I think those were the best interviews. Random person at the drive-thru gets interviewed. Man Bun Chris says, LOL, easy, beating up the lame news reporters is my fave. Well, she was a good news reporter, but, I mean, those fat titties look like a fucking couple of pit bulls fighting over a milk dud under there. All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors. Hey, Dumpaholics dropped a dumpster off here a couple weeks ago. They're great. If you need one, Dumpahaulics, Dumpaholics.co.com. You can call them at 616-375-9962. That's 616-375-9962. 9962. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. Great place to get your car repaired. Right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ERVines.com. ERVines.com. They won't let you down. They've got free loaner cars. If you need them, so you don't have to worry about somebody carting you around to work and back and all that other nonsense. They will take care of every problem that you have. They like to, after they get your car into the garage, take a look at everything wrong with it and give you like a status report. These things can wait, but they need to be taken care of eventually. This thing definitely needs to be taken care of right now. You can kind of knock them off one after the other. Call them at 616-532-6600. There's racing at Berlin this weekend, berlinraceway.com. Get your tickets up until Friday at midnight. I guess that would be Saturday at midnight, wouldn't it? Yeah, 11:59 is the last minute of Friday. As soon as it hits midnight, you cannot purchase tickets for $14 at berlinraceway.com. You got to do it by 11:59 Friday. Yeah. And then after that, you got to pay full price. So buy in advance, $14, berlinraceway.com. Kids 15 and under get in free. Parking is free. Cooler 12 by 18 or smaller for all your snacks and non-alcoholic beverages. No glass. They've got booze once you get in the gate. Full bar setting for after the race or during the race, whatever. They got you covered. BerlinRaceway.com. Damn, I got a lot of sponsors here. This is great. I need that because Jeremy out the door just opened up the pool. And hey, here's the bill. King's Room Barbershop, if you need a haircut, they've got three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and in Wyoming at 821 36th Street. That's Man Bun Chris's neck of the woods. Go to King's Room Barbershop and please tell them that I sent you. Kingsroom.net is the website. for schedules, exact locations, and hours of operation. King's Room Barbershop. Finally, the realtor of choice is Adam Kasari, who's the driver of the number 9 K car, limited late model, at Berlin Raceway. Hopefully he's okay and he can race this weekend after a concussion that he received from an incident a couple weeks back. Love this guy. And so if you're thinking about buying a home or you want to sell yours, reach out to Adam, 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. Let's see. Bob says changing the name to Dumpaholics is rather cumbersome. Total missed opportunity to name it Dumpster Dudes. I don't know about that. By the way, it's D-U-M-P-A and then H-A-U-L, like Hall, Dumpaholics. Not Dumpaholics like alcoholics, not H-O-L-I-C-S. Chris says, I thought you were barely making coffee money, though. That's right. That's what everybody on our friends, Freebird and Hot Wings subreddit, they think I'm broke. Badger says, Mr. Pop Pops is open for the pool season. Funny story. I don't know how funny it is, but when it comes to the radio show that I do each day, I encourage people, hey, call in to the show or text your suggestions. That's about it. And that's all I do. Now, if they call, that's fine. I don't mind that. Every single person except one has it down where it's going to last 15 seconds. Q100. Hey, Z, how are you? This is so-and-so. Doing good, man. What's up? Hey, man, can you play this song by Aerosmith? Yeah, buddy, we can do that. Okay, I appreciate you. Appreciate you, too. Thank you. Done. Write the song down, play the song. Then I look at the text line. And same thing. However, there's one guy that I have saved his name as his name, and then it says, talks too much. No, 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 no. And that was after the latest incident. Now, this had been building. Many, many times I found myself on the other end of way too long of a conversation. And I found out that it was going to be like, you know, pick up the phone. Q100, hi. Hey, Z, it's blank. Hey, buddy, how are you? Well, not too good. You know, I got, and then I start hearing the laundry list. Now, I think that's a compliment. It is a compliment. If someone is trusting you and, you know, you're a lot of the times the people north of the hard living line, they're poor and they're lonely. So I might be the only person that these people talk to. Now, a better person would be like, yeah, and you let them speak and you be kind-hearted about it. But my philosophy is fuck that. I'm fucking busy. I'm actually working here. So-and-so thinks that I'm sitting there waiting to talk to him. I had the longest conversation about something that I can barely remember the last time, so much so that I made a promise to myself, I am never going to pick up the phone when that guy calls ever again. Ever. I will never speak to that guy in person. Today, it starts. Phone starts ringing. Fuck you. Goes to voicemail. Calls back. Goes to voicemail. Calls back. He keeps trying. And he's fully aware of the text line. He then writes, where is it? I have tried several times to call, and it keeps going to voicemail. Very frustrating. I just wanted to make a request. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, go do it. Can you play Lines on My Face from the Frampton Comes Alive album? Thank you. Now, of course I can do that. I'm trying to train him like I do my dogs. So then I want to save face. So I write, hello, yes, there's some tech fires I'm putting out. There were none. I can text, though. I think that's your best shot. Did I play the song? Of course. Of course I played the song. Writes back. Thank you for playing that song. I absolutely love that song. 1 minute passes. Hello. Can you play me another song? Chris says, future stalker. Man Bun Chris says, hey, old man, get Spotify and thank me later. Can you play Right Away from Kansas? It's on the Vinyl Confessions LP. Great tune. Thank you for all the great music you play for everyone. Now, at this point, honestly, I had gotten many, many suggestions, but he wants a second suggestion. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that. It's like feeding a cat. Chris says, like that Marshall Mathers song, he's going to end up with a woman in his trunk and drive off the bridge. I don't know the Marshall Mathers song, but okay. I take your word for it. I wrote, yeah, it's possible. However, a ton of other suggestions have come in, so-and-so. I have to play them first. If I get through all of them, I'll then be able to play yours. Time will tell. So I've kept it above board. Then he says, that's fine, and gives me yet another song to play. My God. Donut Dan says, holy S, he completely missed Pandora. Well, I don't mind people calling into the radio show. You got to understand. And asking for songs. To these folks, this is their entertainment. This is hard living line area. So they actually depend on local over the air terrestrial radio. And they like hearing their songs played and they like hearing us talk about them. It's very much old fashioned. So I don't have a problem with any of that. I like it too. So he's not doing anything wrong. Okay. But when you get older, you know, like really older, a lot of my audience is 70 and up. Okay? So this is probably the best part of their day. But I just wanted to share with you that that's a regular thing here. Tyler says they probably don't even have internet up there in the across the hard living line. Oh, without a doubt. I would say without electricity or running water. It's like the old West, man. People open up the door in downtown Grayling, they got a fucking chamber pot on their balcony, throwing it out in the street, just shit landing everywhere. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the asshole of the day to announce today. If you have a nomination, by all means, leave it in the chat. I think I know who it's going to be. It was Stephanie Boone yesterday. That was the liberty-loving mom who was attacking the local librarian. Today, it is going to be the woman who looks like young Murder lover Linda Elizabeth Wright. She is your asshole of the day. Congratulations to her. Enjoy your time in prison. That is going to do it for me. The Patreon bonus is a little later on. Don't forget, tomorrow I have Not the Best Of, the Eric Zane Show podcast happening. That will be for Thursday, Friday, and Monday. All right. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you guys. You've been a great audience as usual. I appreciate the support. For those of you that are on Patreon, I will see you a little later on. All right. That's going to do it for me. Thank you so much, folks. Have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.